Blind Geek Zone. This is Brandon with the second podcast. You may remember a couple months ago I did the one on eSpeak with more natural sounding voices. This one is about a new synthesizer project I've been working on. It's an experimental project that I call Human Talker. I actually refer to it, its full name that I call it is Human Talker 100. So, let's get started. Okay, this is going to require some moving around of my microphone a little bit. I think what happened was, when I've been recording the things for Human Talker, I have to have it set on a close talk microphone, which doesn't match the microphone I have. I'm using a standard desktop microphone, but you have to have it set to close talk in the recording program. I mean, you don't have to, but I do because I know I'm going to get some comment from somebody about static. But that's kind of outside this recording. Anyways, so I'm going to move my microphone closer to the speaker here. Forgive me for that. Okay, there we go. Now, I'm going to start by opening JAWS here. I want to show you what happens when you try to use this with JAWS. It doesn't really work. I'm using a custom sound scheme in JAWS, so you will not hear button and the like, but you'll probably know where I'm at just fine just by listening to the dialogues and stuff as they read. Okay, so let me close NVDA and switch to JAWS.
Exit NVDA dialog.
I'll just close NVDA there. Go to run. Oops. What happened there? Let's see. There we go. And we wait.
JAWS for Windows is ready. Wave pad. Record control. Record device. Left bracket default sound and right bracket. 1 of 2. Alt plus D. Alpha Castro. Yerko.
Alright.
Alt control F3. Speak.
So what you heard there was the dialogue sound for the record control. The little bleep sound. And then the brrrr was the combo box. Okay. So let's go to the JAWS window.
JAWS.
Alright, there we go. Okay. Can't do this real well right now, but Alt-O for options.
Alt-O, options menu, basics, dot, 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 V.
And we'll go to voices.
Voices submenu, V. Voice adjustment, dot, 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 V.
Hit enter for this.
Enter, leaving menus, eloquence, voice adjustment, profile, profile name, colon, eloquence, 2 of 4, Alt plus P.
And I tab.
Tab, profile delete, Alt plus P. Tab, synthesizer language, colon, American English. Tab, synthesizer detects SAPI 4 synthesizers, dot, dot, dot.
Detects SAPI 4 if I hit space.
Space. Update synthesizer list, available SAPI 4 synthesizers, colon, multi-select list box, not selected, 1 of 3.
That's actually the Human Talker right there. It doesn't expose a voice name or a speech synthesizer name. That's why it doesn't work in JAWS, but it will actually work in NVDA. So if I just, space here.
Space, no selected item.
Says that, no selected item, and then I tab to the OK button, or actually it's the Add button.
Tab, Add all dash greater, tab, Add dash greater, Alt plus A.
There it is.
Space.
And I tab to OK.
Tab, Let's dash remove, tab, Let's dash tab, installed SAPI 4 synthesizers, colon, multi-sil, tab, OK, Alt space, voice adjustment, synthesizer detect.
There we go. Okay, now, if we go to profile.
Shift tab, synthesizer language, shift tab, profile delete, shift tab, profile, profile name, colon, eloquence, 2 of 4, alt.
It still says 2 of 4. It's supposed to say 2 of 5, or whatnot, when you do that. So, that's why it doesn't work with JAWS. I'm now going to escape out.
JAWS.
And I'm going to exit JAWS and go to NVDA.
Alt F4, quit JAWS. Are you sure you want to quit JAWS? Press enter to quit now or escape to cancel. Okay, enter, wave.
And I press OK. Now I restart NVDA.
Record control dialog. Record device combo box default sound in collapsed Alt D. Combo box window playback device. Ooh. Open Windows record mid playback value. Advanced record options. But 003 colon.
Okay. So that's NVDA running there. Now, if I go to SAPI 4, you should hear it use Human Talker. And now this is not perfect, so you're going to hear some things that, do not read. And in that case, it will spell them, but please be assured that I will give out download information at the end of this if you do wish to get your copy of this. Sorry about that. Okay, so I'm gonna go to Sappy 4 here.
Synth.
And Mike. We should hear Human Talker come up. This should read desktop list. Some of it might be a little choppy, but here we go.
R-E-C.
Oh god. Okay. That didn't really go as planned. That's the record control. Let's hit Windows M.
Desktop list. Recycle bin. Not selected. 1 of 50.
That is me saying, desktop list. Recycle bin. Not selected. 1 of 50. If I tab again.
Start button.
Start button. Now if I tab once again, it's slightly cut off, but you should still be able to hear what it will go ahead and say. It'll be the running applications bar.
Running applications, toolbar, GW, connect, BN star, 1998, online, button.
That's the GW connect thing. If I tab again.
Notification area, toolbar, NVDA, button.
NVDA button. I will actually compile it to say that more appropriately, but since it's just four letters, I didn't really compile that because it spells it anyway. If I left arrow...
12:27 clock.
12:27 a.m. clock. It does not say a.m. because otherwise, if you were to write the sentence, I am going to show you something, it would say I...
12.
It would say I a.m. going to show you something, and well, we want it to work in that context, not necessarily for the reading of the time. Let's see what happens if we left arrow again.
NVIDIA settings
button.
NVIDIA settings. Most things just say that on NVIDIA, so that's okay. You notice it's a little choppy, but I will take you into some things where it will read very beautifully. If I left arrow.
No, unread.
Okay, no unread, and I gotta make it say mail, but it's, like I said, this is a work-in-progress thing that I've only been doing for a couple of weeks, so this is typically expected. Let's take you to the run dialog now, with Windows R.
Run dialog. Type the name of a program, folder, document, or internet resource, and Windows will open it for you. Open. Combo box. Collapsed. Edit. Alt. Selected. JAWS. 14.
Okay, and it properly read that whole dialogue, plus the open box. The edit told me the shortcut was Alt-O, and it said that JAWS 14 was currently selected. If I go to Notepad, I'll just type that in here.
Selection removed.
Yes, I have it saying selection removed.
Okay button.
Enter.
Untitled. Notepad. Edit multi-line. Blank.
And wow, I sound really strange when I read some of this stuff. anyways, we're now in the Notepad window, and it says edit multi-line. I'll just write a couple things here. Let's see, what can I make this thing read?
I am doing...
I'm thinking here. Doing a... oops.
I...
selecting blank. Selection removed.
Trying to think of what to put in here so that it doesn't spell things, because the goal of this is to show you what it can read.
I am...
going...
going...
to...
W-E-T-I-W.
Doesn't say that right. I'm going to... do...
do...
a...
a...
space...
and
blank...
and audio...
audio...
file...
file...
that...
that...
will...
will...
show...
show...
my...
my...
new...
new... speech... synthesizer...
that...
synthesizer... is...
now, when I write this, I'm gonna write the word human.
Human.
It says human. Now I write talker.
Talker.
Hit enter. Now, when it reads this sentence, it's gonna mostly be choppy because I haven't combined phrases for it yet, but notice what it does for human talker. That is quite cool of this thing that is supposed to happen.
I am going to do
an audio file
that will
show
my
new speech synthesizer.
That
synthesizer is human talker system.
Oops. So, yes, it properly reads Human Talker's one phrase. The thing that many people like about this is, I think, it will actually, as this latest build of the software, can actually fully read the file menu in Notepad. I'll show you that.
File submenu, Alt F.
File submenu, Alt F. It properly reads that. I'll go down.
New Control N.
New Control N. Shortcut is N.
Open. Control O.
Open Control O.
Save. Control S. Save as. A. Page setup. U.
Page setup U.
Print. Control P.
Print Control P.
Exit X.
Exit now. I'm gonna exit here. And notice how this thing reads this exit dialogue. It's gonna prompt me to save changes, which is normal for XP, but notice how it will go ahead and read this thing. Being that this is totally recording, so have this.
Notepad dialogue. The text in the untitled file has changed. Do you want to save the changes? Yes button. Alt Y.
And in the next version, I will make it say yes button correctly. I'm just gonna tab to the no button.
No button. Alt N.
No button. Alt N. I press enter. And where do we land up? Let's see.
No. T.
No. Oh, God. And I have to make it say title. I thought I did that already, but, well, I will do that later. Next thing I will show you is, I'm going to show you it reading a couple website addresses that are common for me to go to. I'll once again use the run dialog.
Run dialogs. Two shared.
Yes, I use a site called twoshared.com. If you hear this, it's quite good in how it reads.
www.twoshared.com.
Now I tab.
OK button.
OK button. If I tab again, it will read it as
cancel button.
It'll read cancel button as one phrase, which is really good for screen readers.
Browse.
Browse.
Button. Alt E. Open.
Then we have open. Okay. I'm just going to go to the site.
HTTP. Slash.
And, haha, I customized my NVDA to make the beeps go really high. So, yes, there's that.
S max 200 megabytes.
Yeah, so it said max 200 megabytes. That's the maximum upload size for this server. Let's just.
Button. Edit. Read only. E-N-T-E.
Whoa, really? Okay, edit read only.
Blank, blank, blank. Button. Upload file.
Upload file.
Blank, blank. Link. Multi. Upload.
Multi upload.
Link. About.
About.
Link. T.
I gotta make it read that. Now let's show you Gmail. I'm just kind of showing you bits and pieces of what this thing will read.
A. D. D.
It's gotta say address yet, but.
G.
Let's go to Gmail.
Com. Gmail. Document. G.
Good.
Graphic Gmail by Google. Inbox. JFW. R.
JFW requests.
Blank. Checkbox. Not checked.
Checkbox not checked.
Clickable.
Yeah. So now.
Copyright 23.
I'm gonna go to the sign out link.
Basic. HTML. Link. Help. Link. Sign out. Link.
It read all of those links beautifully.
Google. A. C. U.S.
There we go.
Edit.
So, yeah. There is that properly reading the a couple links on the Gmail page. It will read a couple more things, but that's it for the Gmail website. Let me think. Was there anything else I was going to show you? Well, you guys, Oh, there's one more thing, actually. It's, kind of minor. But, I have it reading the dialogue names in NVDA, so, like, voice settings dialogue, braille settings dialogue, and, things like that. It won't read braille settings itself, or general settings itself, but I will make sure to get that, in there. But, So I'll just show you a few things reading over here. I'll just hit Control NVDA G to pop up the general dialog.
General settings dialog. Language.
Language.
Gmail.
And then we have
browse mode dialog.
Browse mode. Control insert S gives us
synthesizer dialog.
That one. Control insert D.
Document formatting dialog. Object presentation dialog.
Oops, I cut that off. Sorry.
Object presentation dialog.
Okay, and then what's the key for this one?
A-G.
Let's see.
Braille settings dialog. G.
Good.
A-G. Review cursor settings dialog. G.
And then we have key for this one?
Input composition settings dialog.
All right.
G.
We also have. Thanks to a couple add-ons I have.
Pref G instant translate settings.
It properly reads that menu item. We go like enter on this and it will go
instant translate settings dialog. S.
Okay.
G
instant translate settings dialog. There's one more thing. Let me find it here.
G object presentation. Oops. Gmail. G instant OCR settings.
OCR settings I press enter on this, and it goes
OCR settings dialog.
Yes, OCR settings dialog.
Gmail.
Now, that is
Internet Explorer dialog. Do you want to close all?
Okay, it was going to read most of that correctly, but
RE.
And we'll go to the desktop.
Desktop list.
Okay.
Exit. NVDA dialog. RU.
Okay, and we'll exit that, and we're gonna pull JAWS back up. God, why can I not type that right? I apparently have a problem writing that.
JAWS for Windows is ready. Wave pad. Record control. Record.
There we go. Let me just. Okay. So now it's time for me to explain a few things about this. There is. It's an interesting installation process to use HumanTalker for the first time. However, once installed, it's very reliable. It doesn't really crash that much. It's, as I said before, it's a work in progress, so it's not gonna be, of course, perfect. Although it will read many, it will read some other things that I haven't showed you. And I would just like to take a quick second right now to thank all of the wonderful beta testers who have and are continuing to give me very valuable feedback on how to make this project better. Without them, this thing would not be nearly as good as it is now, because they've given me several things for this thing to be able to say that I would have never thought of, so I just want to say thanks to them for their wonderful ideas and their testing. I shall now, I guess I'll provide a download link to this. The link is a Dropbox link. So basically, what I'll probably do is, when I upload this, it'll be in the description of the, podcast or something. If that's not the case, you can email me at BrandonGold98, that's BrandonGold, Gold, G-O-L-D, 98, at gmail.com, and I will give you the download link for the latest version. There's also a README file that properly explains the installation procedure for this, and that will tell you that you also need to get the SAPI4 SDK And there's a very good website in there, in that README, that has the download link for the SDK available. Quick note before I end this demonstration. This voice does not support speech rate or pitch. So in other words, it's just kind of how I was showing it to you. So those of you who like to have your speech rate really fast, I'm sorry to inform you that you cannot do that with this. That's not in my doing, that's unfortunately the program that I use to record and compile this data. You might have also noticed that some things were cut off. It's also with the microphone configuration I have and satisfying a lot of users. It's very hard for me to get this totally perfect, but I'm doing my absolute best on that, so feel free to, if you do download this and give it a try, just feel free to drop me any feedback, and I will be happy to see if I can do that for you and get your suggestions in there as quickly as possible. So that will conclude this demonstration of the Human Talker synthesizer that I've made. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast, and it was my pleasure to have this synthesizer be in its first public demonstration, so thank you.